got microphones up there. We got microphones there, so you can just shout whatever the fuck you want to say. Fuck you. You can shout fuck you. If you want to shit, eat shit, you say eat shit. If you want to say I'm a sick motherfucker, say I'm a sick motherfucker. Say I'm a sick motherfucker.
I'm a sick motherfucker.
What?
I'm a sick motherfucker.
What?
Bon appétit, bitch!
Getting close, brother.
Okay.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Haven't seen you in a while.
Likewise.
That you haven't seen me in a while?
Well, you said I hadn't seen you in a while.
Oh.
So I said likewise, like I haven't seen...
Yeah, that's right, Mom.
Okay.
Thanks for bringing over food tonight.
No problem.
I
know how much you like Arby's.
It was pretty good. I think it was a pretty fair deal. You brought over about $50 worth of food and I brought six tall boys.
Hey, that's a fair deal in my book, you know?
Because you get to hang out with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Started off with Shake Me.
Right.
We were going to do night songs, decided against it.
Yeah. We wanted to do Shake Me to start off a little rocking.
Hey, Great Dinner, Mom.
What the fuck is that?
It's from the Fallen Angel video.
Oh, yeah.
We might have to play Fallen Angel later.
Yeah.
So you're going to South by Southwest next week with your band?
Yeah, I'm going to South by Southwest. It's my first time going there. I haven't been there before.
Really?
Yeah.
Ever?
No.
That'll be fun. You're playing Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Everyone says it's hectic, but so fun. Like, I don't get what that's like, you know.
I think it just means there's a million people in town.
Yeah.
I wish I was going. I bet you do, too.
I do.
Sell merch?
Would we get to hang out?
Probably not, but I'd probably go to your shows to sell merch.
Fuck. Cool.
Is there ever a better merch guy than me?
Your nickname was Thumbs.
Whatever. Remember that night I lost $1,000?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Kidding me?
You blew it at Arby's.
It's just so... Arby's is just so fresh. Your new video is awesome.
Thanks.
Baby loses her mind.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep. I scanned about 100 images from...
And it was all stuff that you had in your closet, like old metal mags and stuff?
And...
Circus?
Circus, yeah.
Or Metal Edge, Kerrang.
Those magazines are amazing. And, like, the people they interview in them, too, there's, like, quotes from, like... I just never realized it at the time, but there's, like, a Bad Religion. There's a quote from Brett, and there's just, like, funny quotes and, like... It's amazing what a lot of those bands, like, those bands talk so much shit on each other, like their own members in the band.
Oh, really?
And then the stuff would come out, and, like, and they used any, they used, like, any word they wanted to, like, words that would not be acceptable now. It's just printed, and no one cared back then. Like, it's so weird.
I wish we were still in that era.
Okay.
Sorry. What else is going on?
Not a whole lot, brother. Not a whole lot.
I heard you want to play a little Tracy Chapman tonight.
Yeah, man.
What do you want to play? What do you want to listen to?
I do want to play. I want to play let's play this 2020 song.
All right, let's do it. Okay. What's it called?
Fast Car.
Bon appetit, bitch.
If I had a big house,
fuck do you mean? What am I talking about?
That was Fast Car by 2020.
That was good.
And then you played some, what'd you play?
I played Colored Balls, Heavy Metal Kids. You got me that record for my birthday a couple years ago.
I sure did.
And thank you, brother.
No problem. And then I played Nightmare Boys, the song's called Problem Child. You probably liked that. That was like your favorite movie. Remember when you got really into that movie?
What? Problem Child? Yeah. Well, remember when I still got that Problem Child tattoo.
You loved that kid.
What?
You did, like, seriously, freshman year in college.
Yeah.
You first discovered it.
I mean, when you get into something like that and you never discovered it before, it's a big deal, you know?
Yeah. That kid, what?
He was a good shit.
He reminded me of you.
You're crazy, man. So what else, man? What have you been doing?
Not much. I edited that video. We're recording some songs.
You got another album?
7-inch. We're putting out a little 7-inch. We're putting out a full-length 7-inch.
When is it coming out?
A full-length 7-inch EP.
Who's putting it out?
Too Much Rock. It's a local...
Is that Sid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sid's doing it. So we're recording that this weekend. Then we go to South by Southwest. But
and then you're going
to
play some shows here.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, man.
Cool.
What are some of your favorite lyrics of all time from like bands?
I don't know.
Like just names.
I thought when I was a kid, I thought Night Train was about an actual train.
Yeah.
Those, you know.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Let's find some lyrics to songs.
Okay. We'll find some good shit.
Start it off with.
Okay. Let's start it off with Cliff Richard and the Shadows, the Young Ones.
Okay, that's... Don't look at me.
Well...
Play the fucking record.
The young ones, darling, we're the young ones, and the young afraid to live low while the flame is strong, 'cause we may not be the young ones very long. Tomorrow, why wait until tomorrow? 'Cause tomorrow sometimes never comes. So love me, there's a song to be sung, and the best time is to sing it while we're young. Once in every lifetime comes a love like this. Oh, I need you, you need me. Oh, my darling, can't you see? Dreams together, and a young heart shouldn't be afraid. And someday, when the years have flown, darling, then we'll teach the young ones of our own. In every lifetime comes a love like this. Oh, I need you, and you need me. Oh, my darling, can't you see? Your dreams should be dreams together, and a young heart shouldn't be afraid. And some day, while the years have flown, darling, then we teach the young ones of our own.
every lifetime comes a love like this. Oh, I need you, you need me. Oh, my darling, can't you see? Young ones, darling, we're the young ones. The young ones
shouldn't be afraid
to live, love. There's a song to be sung, 'cause we may not be the young ones very long.
At first, 'cause I was probably looking at man. Never she was the only girl I've ever loved. But folks didn't dig her so much. I was young,
young,
serious. To miss your wife's the world.
She was my world now.
I thought I'd never live without her, but I got by in time. Well, let me tell you now, a guy that I used to know. Man, he changed so much. I think he heard him to say hello. Hardly open smile. A few years ago, truly inseparable. We were young,
young,
and full of ideas. You were gonna rule us all the world. Something happened, I didn't know why, but that's the way that it goes. I suppose what you said, what you do, don't mean nothing, nothing at all.
Nothing,
yeah, and all the bars you made between you can be broken in a time that won't. Now, please tell me my glass is wrong. Something I don't. So nice to see you tonight, and I'm so glad that you came. So many people are standing side, say, y'all feel the same. Yeah, my point is, in a roundabout way, give me time, you don't always forget. 'Cause the memory,
memory,
that shined me on. To me, yeah, everything,
everything now.
Oh no, it always will be mine, and no one can take them away.
Well, there's women in the city that make me feel shitty.
Okay.
There's some that make me pack a wad, but the ones that are fine will never be mine. They won't even give me the time of day.
Doesn't even rhyme.
I ain't got no money. I ain't got no home. I gotta find me a bim to live with tonight. Okay, now this one might give it away. Let me just get through the first two lines.
Okay.
If you know it.
Okay.
Sportin' a Woody.
Oh, Sportin' a Woody by Dangerous Toys.
That's right. Let me just finish it.
Sure.
Sportin' a Woody when you're walking by. Sportin' a Woody when your titties fly.
Yeah.
Sportin' a Woody, ripping my fly. Sportin' a Woody till the day I die. Yeah, yeah.
Good shit.
It's very good.
It is very good shit.
What did we just play?
Cliff Richard, In the Shadows, The Young Ones. That was the first song.
And I then played Barracuda, Surfers Are Back.
And then we played a jam song, I Got By In Time. Should we do a couple more of these?
You quiz me on the one you picked out.
Okay, you ready?
I think.
Okay. Don't want to wait till you know me better. Let's just be glad for the time together.
Phil Collins?
No. Life's such a treat, and it's time to taste it. There ain't a reason on earth to waste it.
I have no idea.
Wait. It ain't a crime to be good to yourself.
No idea.
Here comes a chorus. The chorus is going to give it away.
Okay, wait. Read that last line again.
It ain't a crime.
Lick it up, kiss.
Yeah! Not bad. And not bad at all,
brother. Let me do this last one. No, you do one more, because yours is, you probably have a better one.
Okay, we got one more, then we'll do. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Damnation.
Drums of Doom, Man of War.
Come here, Reggie.
The Gramps.
Hey, Gramps.
What is it, son?
Can I go see my big brother, Reggie? Shit, I blew it.
Try it one more time.
Hey, Gramps.
What is it, son?
Can I go see my big brother, Demon, tonight?
We'll see. You know how I feel about that.
But, Gramps.
I said we'll see, Reggie.
God, that was good.
Then you go sit down and throw a little hissy fit.
Well, I didn't know.
And then I say, get me a Reggie the Reckless.
Now run along and tell everyone that.
Now run along and tell everyone that breakfast is ready. And then you go, hey, yo,
breakfast. What does he say?
I think that's it. And then it goes to a shot of George, a.k.a. Gramps.
And he goes, I could have done that.
Yeah, I could have done that. And then he washes his dishes and puts them away. What a great actor, Vernon Washington. He's my favorite actor of all time.
How many times do you think you've seen that movie? For real?
I don't know.
A couple hundred?
Yeah. I own all of his movies on VHS and TV appearances.
Are you serious?
I'm missing, actually, one went Moving On Up? What's that show called?
The Jeffersons?
Yeah, he was on a couple episodes of that. Those are the only things I'm missing.
You sound like you're busy. All right, well, why don't you pick a song to start off the next set?
Okay, I'm going to pick Paul Stanley off the like a lot of people like that. Okay, so Kiss, they decided they were going to do solo records.
Right.
And it was, anyways, everyone, they're all pretty good, but I think a lot of people like that Ace Frehley one, but the Paul Stanley one is way overlooked. It's very good, and this is one of my favorite songs off of it. It's called When You Like to Know Me.
I thought when you said you were going to play a Paul Stanley song, you were going to say Paul Sanders. Have you heard Paul Sanders' album?
No, what's it called?
It's pretty good, man.
What's it called?
Small Plates.
I haven't heard that yet.
Get
we're back, Josh and Matt.
Right. Every time I do one of these, this is about the time where I just kind of get sick of it, man.
I hear you. You played the first song. Why don't you tell people what it was?
Well, it was. I already did. So this is the Paul Stanley song.
We're recapping.
Okay. Paul Stanley.
What's a song called?
That's off the solo record.
Yeah. What's it called?
Wouldn't You Like to Know Me?
No, what's the name of the song? I'm just kidding. then I played... We played... Can I speak? We played a Nashville Pussy song. Snake Eyes.
Uh-huh.
Were you with us the first night we ever saw them?
At the replay?
No, not
where
at
was
the...
it?
Outhouse.
It is the Confederacy of Scum Tour.
No, before that. They played on like a freezing cold night at the... We went to see the Breakups play. It might have just been me and Dave.
Yeah, I guess I didn't go.
And they played, and they were awesome back then.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, even when we saw them at the replay, I saw them there twice, I think.
Yeah.
The first time we had to stand outside and watch because we couldn't get in.
We were young.
Uh-huh. And, yeah, they were good.
And then we went and saw them the next night at the...
Confederacy of Scum.
No. There was another time, though, that we saw them up here in Kansas City.
Confederacy of Scum.
Jesus Christ. Sorry. No, it was Grand Emporium.
I don't know if I went to that one.
Remember the bass player?
Yeah. She asked if I wanted to have sex with her.
Why didn't you?
Because I had never done it before.
Wait, she really said to you, come have sex with me?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said, I don't think so, baby.
Bullshit. You probably ran.
I ran.
Was it at the replay?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know.
If it had gone down now, would you let me film it?
I would have let you then.
Oh, cool. Yeah, you fucked that up.
I guess so.
Are they still a band?
She's not in it.
Oh.
They got another girl that looks like her. Is like that tall.
Really?
I don't know if they're still a band, though.
Well, anyway. And then you played a Leopard song, Kansas City band.
Mm-hmm. Back on the track.
Yep.
Off the second record.
That's right. Should we do...
They moved to L.A.
Oh, they were here and then they moved to L.A.?
Yeah.
Yeah, La La Land, huh?
Jesus.
Hey, so how about we do... You want to do an All Beach Boys set?
Let's do that.
Yeah, what do you... How about you pick the first song? Let's do it.
Let's do that one song about you in high school. Like, your theme. Like, I Get Around. Remember you used to always say that? You know.
I don't remember ever getting laid, brother.
Bon appetit! Bitch.
Round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, I get around,
I get around. Never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around.
hear the music all the time.
Flowers come in the spring, all the love I can bring, bring it for my lady. All I can do, you know it's for my lady. I love her so, I love to grow. Falling in love, summer winds again together with the lady of the life I live the life that I love, live it with my lady. I love her so, I let her know she's a lady. Yes, my lady. Yes, I'm in love, 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 love with my lady. She knows I'm in love.
Closer. That book, The Body, by short story by Stephen King.
Yeah,
it's fucking awesome.
No, yeah,
I think like Stephen King's the best, one of the best writers ever.
I haven't read enough of his shit.
I just like
I read Carrie.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think he is.
Do you think guys who are that successful at writing have like ghost writers who write for him?
Like later on down the line.
Yeah, like
or
now.
Do you think he did? I don't know.
Not maybe. At first. I'm sure he didn't.
I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea.
Okay.
I just think that's, I mean, that, because Stand By Me is such a good movie, and then reading that short story is so good.
Just as good?
Oh, it's better. I don't know, it's so good.
I need to read it. I've never read it. Actually, I've read some of his other shorter stuff, like the app Pupil.
Yeah.
That was good.
That's from the same short story collection.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll pick it up, man.
Oh my gosh. What are you going to do tonight? Just probably take like selfies all night of yourself?
Selfies of myself. nothing. What about you?
I was hoping we can hang out.
I don't think so.
Cool.
If
you could be any, if you could like be any character in a movie, or like, okay, if you could be any character in a movie, who would it be? And if you were, if there was like a character who you said was most like you in a movie, who would it be?
I think I have the answer. It's both the same thing, and it's the guy who falls in toxic waste and gets hit by the car in RoboCop.
Want
to
be
that was off the cuff too.
What's that mean?
It means I didn't think about that answer earlier.
What's that mean?
Jesus. So what about you? What's yours?
That's tough. It's between,
you know, you kind of remind me of
who?
Francis from Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
You know who you remind me of?
Huh?
Francis's dad.
I love that guy.
No shit.
If I could be any character in a movie, maybe Dutra from The New Kids. He's so awesome, even though he gets killed.
You also kind of remind me of Thack in River's Edge.
I'll take that, Mom. You kind of remind me of Arnold from Fast Times, the guy who works at All American Burger.
You remind me of, what's his name from Friday the 13th Part 5? Not Vic. What's
Friday the 13th Part 5.
Friday the 13th Part 5.
Oh, Joey?
Yeah.
What an asshole.
That's good. I'm kind of like Vic and you're like Joey.
That means you're going to kill me with an axe? What about Violet?
Oh, yeah.
You like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. maybe a character from Thrashin', like Hook. He was dating Sherilyn Fenn.
You remind me of Jack Black in School of Rock.
What?
And Jim Carrey in The Mask.
You know who you actually do kind of remind me of? Yeah. The kid from Problem Child.
You know who you remind me of?
Huh. Ragman from Trick or Treat.
Yeah.
Kidding me. Yeah, but seriously, though, what about that guy in RoboCop?
Okay.
He gets hit by the car.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
You kind of remind me of Spaz from Meatballs.
It's like one of the greatest characters ever. Yeah. Spaz?
Uh-huh.
I kind of remind myself of Stan Gable from Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, so what was that last set? Beach Boys set?
I think we already did that.
No, we didn't. I Get Around, I Can Hear Music.
Yes, we did that.
We didn't fucking talk about it.
What?
We just introduced it.
So why do we have to say it again?
Because we never said the whole thing. We said we're playing this one song. We didn't say we're playing all three.
You know what? I can say this in honesty. You were right for once in your life, baby.
I Get Around, I Can Hear Music, and then you played a Dennis Wilson song.
Yeah, off. I don't know. Was that off Bamboo? I don't know. It was kind of one of the... They didn't release a couple of solo records, but I guess they did recently or something. But, yeah.
What's the song called?
Lady. I did a cover of it on my record on iTunes.
Oh, cool. Now, let's play... we're going to play... You fucking dick. This is my show.
Sorry. I thought it was our show.
No, not anymore, brother. We're going to play a song. Look at me. We're going to play a song that I think means a lot to both of us, right?
It sure does.
Should we just roll right into it?
Yeah.
We're not even going to tell you what it is.
It's a surprise.
Okay. Okay. Vitamins too. These are all the things that the maniacs do.
Song. I seriously thought that you were going to play some Methods of Mayhem.
No, man. Okay. Little Hulkster.
We were just going through Matt's CD case, and what were some things we found? Eminem. What else did you have in there that was really... Pearl Jam versus...
Color Me Bad.
Color Me Bad. Hootie and the Blowfish.
And Rucker's solo stuff.
And the newest Spin Doctors record. I didn't even know they just put something out.
I'm actually following them on tour this summer.
Can I come with you?
I don't think so.
What if I pay for gas?
Hey, gas, grass, or ass. Nobody rides for free, right?
Jesus Christ. Ow! Play the next song so I could leave.
Well, we just played I Want to Be a Hulkamaniac by Hulk Hogan.
I'm going to actually go.
You're going to wait. And then Where Did We Go Wrong by The Strike. And then you played a song. Little Victor.
And the Vistas?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So,
it's called No More.
Okay, I didn't ask, but whatever. So we usually end with a Ramones song. Let's do it.
I think he really likes me.
Let's do it again.
What's your favorite quote from any movie?
Ever?
Yeah.
Those guys are fags! I don't know. That's up there. What's yours?
This shitbox is gross.
That's a good one, too. Or... Sexagram.
Not from any porn.
Oh.
Well, I guess it could be from
any... It's a film.
It's a film.
Sexagram. Uh-huh. It's all... What does he say? Sexagram, get the fuck out of here. And then he goes... and his wife...
Is it okay?
It's okay. His wife at the end, he goes, shit.
You know how that when the woman opens up the door and she goes... It's like he's having... The guy's having sex with this other... significant other.
I think it's his wife.
Okay. And it's his birthday, obviously. And there's a knock on the door, and this woman, like 1984, like spandex, opens up, and she goes, she has a hat on with iron on letters, and she goes, sexagram. And he goes, shit. He's so pumped.
Wouldn't you be?
He's kind of nervous of what to do because he's not sure his wife's going to approve. And then,
right.
And then what does he say? He goes, is it?
He goes, it's all right. And she goes, yeah, it's for you. And he goes, shit.
Bon appetit, bitch.
We got one song left to play. We're going to go to the store and get some stuff.
What are we going to do?
Tonight?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to say I'm going to go somewhere with you, and then I'm going to, as soon as you walk out the door, I'm going to lock the door and not let you back in.
Oh, fun.
So let's play Ramon's song from... End of the Century demos. Let's do Danny Says, the demo version.
Danny says we gotta go. Gotta go to Idaho. But we can't go something cause we're 20 below. Sam chicks and 502. Record stalls and interviews. Oh, but I can't wait to be with you. Baby, oh, 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 we got nowhere to go.
too. Record stores